Praise the Lord. We bless God for this day. The Bible says that today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. The spirit of rejoicing will not cease in our household in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Blessed God, we thank you for this morning. As we listen to this exhortation, Father, we pray that beyond what I will say today, Lord, you will minister to our hearts in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' name. I never understood the meaning of fatherhood till my own father died. I was a father, a very young father then. That was when I knew that a covering had left me. I started feeling it physically, that there was a covering that had left me. And that was when I started understanding that beyond provision, there were other responsibilities that one's father was carrying out that we did not know. I started seeing my father that the way I never saw him before, that he was a covering. I started seeing him as a guide. I started seeing my father as a leader. You know, as fathers, we are like CEOs in our homes. That's why you must do everything possible to make sure that your home works. If you put a lot of effort in your business, and when it comes to your home, you don't take it serious, then you are not a good CEO. I also started seeing fatherhood of my father and other fathers seated here today as high priests in their home. I see them as people who watch, protect, and defend their homes, their children, and their wives. I see them as people who should love their wives. The Bible says we should love our wives as Christ does what? Loves the church. In fact, we don't have any option than to love our wives. The truth is that your wife knows your greatest weakness. And I tell you the truth, a lot of wives are covering the secrets of their husbands. And I thank my wife for not exposing me. And I know a lot of husbands would dare not challenge their wives to say things about them. Praise the Lord. So we thank you for that. You know, husbands are a very important set of people in a home. They must be good ambassadors for their children, for their wives, and for their entire families. They must not be stingy. These were things I started seeing. And for the first time, I started feeling as if there was a very big responsibility transferred to me as a father. And I needed to stand in the gap. I started becoming a father to my mom. Because if she wants to take a decision, she calls me. And the same thing with the wives. You know, at a point in time, even the wives start calling you fathers. They will start calling you daddy. I don't know how they adopted this, but once you start getting to a particular age, you start hearing something like daddy, daddy. I see fathers are people who train their children, who discipline them. A child commits an offense before the mom, and the next thing you hear is that when your father comes. And once the child hears that, the child will behave himself. And the father comes back and they report the case. By the time you start disciplining the child, the mother starts defending the child again. No, you must not do this. And then fathers become enemies of their children. And somebody will say, when they now grow, they will remember that daddy used to beat me. So if they want to buy a gift, like somebody said, they will buy a walking stick for the dad and buy every good thing for the mother. So please, when a child commits an offense, discipline the child. Don't just wait for us to create enmity between us and the children. We also want to enjoy in the future. Praise the Lord. I know, sisters, you are very, very important. I can tell you, if you want to know the importance of a wife, go back to your archives, look at your wedding picture. You will see a refugee man inside a suit. Even when you have all the substances, you'll discover that by the time you get married, your wife will panabit you and transform you. Your potential start coming out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I think we should thank God. We are clapping for our sisters. And on a lighter note, I will say that it was said that who is more important in a home? And the men say, look, what are the women doing? Let's change roles. And they changed roles. The mommies became daddies, and the daddies became mommy. And the brothers started working from morning to evening. And the new daddy now sat down and was reading newspapers. So, by the time it was evening, the new daddy said, can we go inside? And the new mommy said, I am tired. You know that language, I am tired. And by the time they had the first day, by morning, the man started telling God that, please, I don't want to be a woman again. Because the challenge was too much. But the angel said, I'm sorry, you are pregnant. So, you have to be a mommy for another 9 months. Praise the Lord. Now, in the life of my father, I discovered that there were times and there were seasons in his life. There were mountain tops, there were valleys, and there were plain grounds. There were times we had laughters in the home, there were sadness. But we did not consider them that much because almost all our responsibilities we are taking care of by our parents. Whether the situation is good or not, your child will always come and ask you for the school fee. You just have to provide for your children. When we were growing, a young man had to go and meet his father. Why are you not providing for me? Did I beg you to give back to me? If you decided to give back to me, you must provide for me. But the father said, well, I'm sorry I am not able to provide for you. But when you grow up, you will understand. And now we have grown up. Or we are grown up. And we have started seeing that our fathers did a lot of things. If you go to some families, you will discover that they have 20 children. How did they manage? You have only 2 children, you have only a child, and you are complaining. Praise God. So there are times and seasons that children do not see. And that's exactly what we'll be talking about. Despite all this responsibility, a child does not want to know. They only want to see you carry out your responsibility. In Ecclesiastes, please, you can help me project. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, Bible says that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. What is that telling us? There are times and seasons, and they don't just happen. They happen for a reason. God has ordained times and seasons for specific purpose, for specific persons, and for specific families. That's why you cannot compare your situation with another family, because they may be working a different season from your own season. In the world today, we may be in the same day, but I tell you that you may be having Harmattan season here. In another part of the world, they are having winter. Our time today may be, say, past 10, but in another part of the world, their own time may be 4 p.m. So if you start looking at the season a particular person is passing through, and you start asking questions, why am I not passing through the same season? You may be missing out on something. Because God's plan for your life may not be the same with the plan of the other person. That's why you must never compare seasons. Compare what one person is going through and another person. During the drama, we were told that Gary is 1,000 and Beans maybe between 900 and 1,200 and 1,400. Do you know that you may be struggling to buy this? Another person does not feel it. The person will just go to the market and say, give me one bag of Gary. And maybe you were there trying to negotiate and say, please, can you reduce it to 950? And the person is buying everything. Maybe it is not your season. And it doesn't mean that you will remain there. I know we don't experience serious storm in this part of the country. But if you go to some other parts of the country, like in the north, in the Sahel region, where you have storms, storms come, but they don't remain. They will come and they will go. Praise the Lord. For you, as a Christian, you must understand that your own time is your own time and is specific to you. I don't know what you as a person is going through today. But I want you to understand that God is mindful of you. Praise the Lord. That is the most important thing. God is mindful of you. And you should be happy because you are the apple of God's eyes. He will not leave, neither will he forsake you. But as a Christian, there is something very important. We have a set of people in the Bible called the men of Issachar. They say these men understand times and they understand season. Now, if you don't, as a Christian, you don't understand time and season, you will run into crisis. Because understanding times and seasons will help you to plan. If you understand times and season, you will not be taken by surprise. For example, if you stay in the temperate region and you know that winter is coming, you will definitely start planning to change your clothing. Is that not right? And then you start looking for thicker clothes to wear. And probably you start thinking of wearing 2, 3, 4. But if you go to the Sahara Desert, you may want to wear singlet. So if you know where you are going, and you know where God is taking you to, and you understand the purpose of that season, you will start planning for the season and you will not miss it. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry to bring out this point I want to say now. If Christians understood in 2015 that if they voted for this particular man, this is how the situation was going to be, do you think you would have voted for him? No, you will not. So what it means is that we should ask for special grace to discern. Look, when politicians come and tell you that one person is bad, you should be sure that they are telling you lies. Because lie is a natural thing for politicians. You don't take... Look, when they tell you good morning, please check very well whether it is morning. And we should not suspend our understanding or leave our understanding in the hands of politicians. Because during that period, we were told that fuel was going to be 40 naira. And when you look at all the indices, even after refining fuel, and you get about 50% of petroleum in it, if you calculate the cost, it was not going to give you 40 naira. Why did we believe? Why? So, what I'm saying now is that you need discernment. In 1 Corinthians chapter, I think 12 verse 10, it talks about discernment of spirit. You should be able to differentiate and say, okay, yes, this one is right, the other one is not right. So what season are we in a country, our country today? I would say the season we are in, why I'm not even being very specific about the topic, is because when it comes to times and season, they are specific to individuals. So, in our country today, I would liken our country or the time in our country to that of the locusts. But God will have mercy on Nigeria. God will turn our situation around. Do we remember the siege in Samaria? People were eating their children. There was an incident. A woman killed her own son. They ate. The other one came and she hid her own. We are almost getting to that point. One day the prophet of God came. I mean, after the king, when the king was to solve the issue, they complained to him, I ate this one. And the king said, look, if God does not help you, who am I? I cannot. And he said he was going to deal with the prophet. He sent people. But during the course of the people getting to that place to probably pick the prophet, a prophecy came. He said, by this time tomorrow, what will happen? A Congo of Gari will be 15 naira. Praise the Lord. And the official said, he said some negative things, right? He said they were not possible. But you see, those people who laid the siege had a noise and they ran away. The following day, it took lepers to go to the camp and they discovered that there was excess in the camp. God will turn our mourning into dancing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is going to confound the tokens of the wicked in this land in Jesus' name. One of the reasons why you are buying foodstuff at this price is because of the Fulanis. Or because of the herdsmen. They are behaving like the Midianites. You remember the story of the Midianites? They will come destroy everything. But God will raise a Gideon for us. God is going to defeat them in the name of the Lord Jesus. God will make us strong. It is a wicked thing for the righteous to trek while slaves are riding on horses. It will not happen in our land again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is going to overthrow. And God will put us. Brethren, don't be afraid of going into politics. When you talk to people, they will tell you that when Christians go into politics, they misbehave. How do you expect a wicked man to rule over you and you'll be happy? It is not possible. If you have the desire to contest an election, I know they have heavily entrenched themselves. I mean the wicked people. But I tell you that we can start somewhere. You can start from being a counselor. You will do well. They will plead with you to become the local government chairman. Praise the Lord. So the summary of this exhortation is that you should understand the times. If you understand the times, the seasons will not take you by surprise. And you should ask God to open your eyes of understanding so that you know what season we are going next and you will prepare for them. Praise the Lord.